Would you rather get fired by a human or an algorithm? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Artificial intelligence is revolutionizing how we work and how we lose work. No, not just those chatbots that are coming for human jobs. Yeah, we see you. But also software that can determine which employees should get a pink slip when companies decide to downsize. Whether any employers used algorithms to conduct layoffs in recent months has been a topic of much speculation. None have disclosed it. But in a recent survey of 300 HR leaders by Capterra, a tech review platform aimed at business, 98% of those HR leaders said they would rely on software and algorithms to reduce labor costs in a recession. Brian Westfall is the author of that report. He says compared to the last recession 15 years ago, HR has become a lot more data-driven.
So we asked our HR leaders, you know, how much are these layoff decisions going to be driven by data versus gut instinct? And 46%, most often they said it's going to be an equal divide. But I think at the end of the day, being data-driven is a good thing. It can help HR departments make decisions based on evidence instead of unconscious biases. Just the big red flag, right, is we want HR departments to proceed with caution. Because if they're using bad data or just not understanding how that data is being used by an algorithm to make these decisions, that's where bad things can come into play.
Tell me more about how these algorithms actually work. What kinds of data might be considered?
It depends. They could say, we want to look at skills data and performance data. Or they could say, we want to look at salary data. We want to look at, you know, flight risk data. We want to look at work status. The algorithm will do the analysis and say, based on that, the recommendation is you lay off these employees. And I would highly encourage HR departments to be really critical about, you know, what data are we going to use and what data are we not going to use.
What are some of the concerns with using this technology and the data that goes into it?
Technology and data can be biased as well. Mm. There's a famous example a few years ago where Amazon, they got a ton of job applications coming in. They're like, how do we quickly identify the top candidates that we should consider for a position? So they created an algorithm and they said, well, why don't we look at our current top performers? And then we'll compare that to any job applicants that come in. And that will make it easier to really surface the top candidates. But what they found was, because their department was predominantly male, the algorithm was actually penalizing female applicants. So this is an example of if you're not careful and you're not understanding how these algorithms work, they can do real harm.
When companies do use technology like this to let go of people, what message does it send to employees?
Right. I think it's going to be interesting to see how transparent companies will be about these decisions if they do use technology and algorithms. Because on the one hand, it says, you know, this wasn't necessarily like a biased human decision. We weighed the data. We came to a very logical conclusion about, you know, the decisions that we made. On the other hand, it does open up companies, you know, people that are laid off to say, well, an algorithm made this decision. How does this algorithm work? What data did it use? And then companies become vulnerable if they really don't understand, you know, they just plucked a product off the shelf, plugged in some data and moved forward that way. So it sends a mixed message, right? And I think the human element that plays such a crucial role to really keep your workforce intact and keeping engagement sound, because, you know, layoffs can be a real hit to that.
Right. There's never, I think, a good way to lay off employees, but there are better ways and worse ways. And we've seen those kind of play out among the different companies that have had mass layoffs. And the, you know, how a company sort of frames these decisions seems to be an important element. I can see the use of this technology sort of going both ways in that argument.
Right. I mean, if you go to the other argument, you know, going back to the last recession, there was a lot of reliance on these old tired stereotypes or fables like last in, first out. Like, we should just lay off the last people we hired because they're not providing as much value to the organization as tenured employees. But there's no data behind that, right? That, like, you could have just made a great hire 3 weeks ago that is going to provide a lot of value to your organization over someone who's been there for 10 plus years, right? So I think the shift to data and a lot of analysis with that data to arrive at these decisions is a good thing, because we do want to get away from like those old tired tropes that really didn't arrive at the best decisions. But it just requires a bit of knowledge, a bit of skepticism, a bit of talking to technology vendors, saying, you know, how do these algorithms work? What data is it using? How does it weigh that data? Just so HR departments can better understand, you know, how they're using this stuff.
And how would you advise companies to use these kinds of tools ethically?
Well, number one, you have to perform a data audit. You know, these algorithms are a black box. The user can't always see how it works. But, you know, with such critical decisions on the line, and the fact that these algorithms could be making biased or improperly weighted recommendations without people knowing it, is just asking questions. Get as much information as possible about sort of how the sausage is made with these algorithms.
Brian Westfall is a principal human resources analyst at Capterra. And now for some related links. We'll have the full Capterra report linked at our website, marketplacetech.org. Brian Westfall mentioned how hiring AI ended up introducing gender bias at Amazon. That story was broken by Reuters in 2018. Sources told the outlet Amazon was testing an experimental recruiting tool that gave applicants a score between 1 and 5 stars. But as Brian said, the algorithm learned from previous applications that male candidates were more successful. So it started giving lower scores to resumes that included, say, women's chess club captain or attendance at an all-women's college. And hiring AI can amplify all kinds of problematic patterns from the past that companies say they're trying to reverse. Like a preference for college graduates for jobs that shouldn't require a 4-year degree. On this show, we recently reported on an effort to de-bias hiring AI so that it can better predict which applicant skill sets are a match for a job without falling back on a familiar alma mater. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.